Your commitment to trading should kind of be with the same intensity as the John Wick concept of revenge for my wife and dog. That is an emotional attachment. Blowing 5 bank accounts would send you into rage. It can destroy you, your state of mind. You could be physically unwell. You can be depressed. A whole lot of scenarios can open up to you. Once you've got a skill set that can produce money consistently and you master that craft, you have no problems whatsoever.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. Today, we have our first interview on the show. We had John Ozzie on. He was our original mentor into the world of day trading, gave us a bunch of crazy helpful advice, and got us, you know, on this journey ourselves. So we had him on, I don't know, a while ago. Everybody, that episode did really well. Everybody really liked it. So he's back on. We're lucky enough to have him on. John is coming to us from the UK. So John, how's it going?
Oh, great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me again. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks for coming on. How have you been?
I've been great, to be honest. Beginning of the year, so I'm just trying to find my feet back again in trading. We just finished Q1, so I'm excited for the possibilities and opportunities that are available coming into Q2, and glad to connect again with you guys.
Same here. And I gotta say, I mean, I'm excited about this this podcast, right? Because you texted us a couple weeks ago, and you're like, "Hey, I've got this whole kind of trading blueprint," and you call it, I'm not gonna steal your thunder. So all I know is I was like, "Oh, we've got to do a podcast on this." So I'd love to hear what's it. First of all, what's the name? Because I think it's awesome. And then tell us a little bit about it.
All right, this is very funny, right? A lot of people say you're a bit late. All right, I watched John Wick a few weeks ago. I first watched the movie 2 years ago, but I didn't really get into it. Oh, this guy that killed his dog, he's angry. Now, so I was like, have you really watched the movie? Now, so it's number four. Now, I was like, you know what? I can't watch number four when I haven't watched number one. So I know Keanu Reeves, as an actor, like, yeah, he's always got those breakout roles from, I remember he had that surfing, he had Bill and Ted back in the day. Then he transitioned from the nerd Bill and Ted up onto I think the surfing movie, I think Point Blank, or I can't remember. But he's had all these action movies over the years. And I said, well, you know, John Wick. And then I just had one of those mornings. So I just put on John Wick. And I got into it, like literally got into it. I said, wow, the first movie. I said, okay. I got into number two. Then I left it. Then I came back and I done 1, 2, 3, 4, back to back. And I said, hold on a minute. Number four really opened up a lot of things in terms of, I say, you know what? I'm a trader, man. And he's very precise in what he does. And I say, you know what? I've got this new way of trading now, John Wick. So I made a whole concept about, oh, trading like John Wick. And this is where we are. And I'm still going to build on this. This is just the beginning. So this is kind of like my plan, how I see John Wick relating to traders. John Wick's mindset, his psychology, his process, and his approach. And this is where we are. And I called you guys up. I said, you guys, you know what? I've got this concept, John Wick. What do you think? And you said, hey, come, let's hear it. And this is where we are.
Hell yeah. So, okay. So John Wick, first off, I love the John Wick movies. Huge fan. So I'm excited about it. So step us through, I guess, the start. Like, how do, I guess, if John Wick was a trader, how does that affect us, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So he's a legendary assassin. He embodies discipline, focus, and resilience. His world evolves around bloods and bullets. We can extract a lot of valuable lessons from his mindset and apply them to trading. How can we replicate this mindset and this process to trading? Purpose and commitment, that's number one. Number two, your trading purpose. As embracing stoicism. Mastering your craft, your skill set, you know,
What pair are you very good at trading? That's taking mastery of what you do, your process of trading and getting into the market. As I always tell you guys, minimum is 2R. That's a process. That's mastery because I can do that consistently by following a process. Then we have risk management. With John Wick now, look at it in terms of your environment. Look at movie number 4. He had a task to get to that tower before midnight. He had a lot of people waiting on that staircase and he got knocked down a few times. That's a trading journey. You got your zero balance. And if you look at some people on prop firms, you have to get 10%, but you get a lot of obstacles on the way. Loss of capital, NFP, news, fundamentals. So think of all these banks and all these things going against your trades as your opponents, as these other assassins trying to take you out. And your job is to keep money and make money. So it all comes hand in hand. And one thing we can take from John Wick is adaptability. How does he adapt to these situations? Then, apart from adaptability now, we got to look at emotional control. What's his state of mind, that rage that pushes him to get that end result? What does he do physically and his mental conditioning as well to get that result as well? And just like us traders, how are we mentally conditioned to trade? Eight, what's the focus on our process? We have to focus on the process of what we want to get, not the outcome of, oh, you know what? I'm going to kill everybody on the table. That's the end result. But we have to focus on the process. How are you going to kill everybody on the round table when you haven't got a strategy in place? Personal agency. Who does John Wick go to get his supplies from? He has an allegiance, he has a support, he has a network. If you look at number 4, he goes underground in number 3, then resurfaces in number 4. A new black suit, a new set of guns, and goes to a friend for help. That's support. As us traders, when we're down, I've lost all my capital, I need help, I need to level up. Who can we go to? So this is the whole concept that I've come up with, John Wick 10 concepts. So I'll just have to break them down and any questions, but this is where I'm at right now.
I love
Yeah,
that.
that's
I
awesome.
love that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, so like taking all back, like I would love to explore each of those points, because man, all of those points, I feel like we could do a podcast, we could do a 10-part podcast on each of those points, right? But the first one you mentioned, like taking it back, like purpose and commitment, like John Wick, okay, he had this purpose and he's got this commitment, right? That drives him, that gives him energy, that gives him the motivation. How do we as traders find our purpose?
All right, this is the thing as us traders finding our purpose now. You know, like with John, like you said, his purpose was revenge for his dog and his wife. And that purpose drove him to the very top, like insane. He was so passionate and determined. Nothing could derail him from that goal. So like myself now, what pushes me? Okay, mine at where I am in life now, I'll say legacy, my kids, and my name. I'm having something I can be proud of, you know. So that's my why. And again, I'll say more importantly is the pain. I've gone through some situations where I've lost money 3 times and I've come back various times. So I like to do things in fours. First time, okay, you get it. Second time, repeat the process of number one. Third time is guaranteed because I've got experience and a process. And number four should be standard. If I put the process, experience, and consistency to give me a fourth result. So, if I'm going to come back from a loss on any form, financially, emotionally, or physically, the fourth time should be the end. I should never have to do this again. So, my purpose is to build something where I'll never have to go back and do the hard work again. And I think this is one of the reasons why I'll say it publicly, where I left a certain institution in 2021, because I believe I've done my best building that institution to a certain level. I developed traders. I met a lot of people, and until today, I'm still personal friends with these traders. But in terms of the institution, the house, I wanted more. And I felt I was disrespected in the sense that my true value and purpose was not recognized, number one. And number two, there are other things I could see happening. So long-term vision, I saw where it was going, and I wasn't part of the new phase. And I looked at it like Marvel. Marvel is an exponential universe where you can always expand and grow. Every superhero has a story. There's a never-ending part to it. There's always room for progress and development without conflicting or anyone losing anything. And I realized it came down to ownership and value, and that's my purpose. I want to own something and have value with it that will grow exponentially. And the only way I could do that is by being by myself. I own myself, and my true value will always grow exponentially based on my work ethic, who I know, what I know, and what resources I've got. And this is my purpose. And other people have different things. So this is my purpose. And relating it to the John Wick concept, I have to be very disciplined in following this process to maintain the objective of my purpose and my why.
Yeah, it's interesting. Everybody has their own why, right? That's actually one thing that sets apart the John Wick movie, their first one, from pretty much every other. It's essentially all John Wick is a revenge flick, but it's the whole typically revenge flicks revolve around, oh, somebody killed your wife, somebody killed your kid. And it is his why is really unique. It's like someone killed his dog. And now he's just gonna go kill a bunch of people. And so it's a really interesting why, right? It's an interesting thing that kind of sets everything off. But that's kind of reflective a little bit about on real life is that everybody's reason is going to be different. It has to be a strong enough reason to then push you to take the damage and take the beatings that using John Wick as an example, he was able to take. Which is another thing that I think set those movies apart and John Wick is that he took a lot of damage. Like by the end of the movie, he's just beat up really badly, which is kind of unique. And that's a really cool thing in kind of applying to trading is that you have to have a why that's strong enough that you're able to take a lot, you're just able to take a beating because as day traders, you just take a lot of damage and you have to be able to push through that.
So let me ask both of you guys. I'm curious, what do you think that the desire to just be rich or make a buttload of money is enough of a purpose to actually become a trader?
Yes and no, because think of it, I'll look at it this way. So we've already established, okay, the purpose and commitment. I'll look at it in the sense that defining your purpose. Is it financial? Is it financial freedom? Is it wealth, like what you said? Or is it a personal thing of personal growth? Or is it to have more than enough money to give you that option of getting your life back together? Because your commitment to trading should kind of be with the same intensity as the John Wick concept of revenge for my wife and dog. That is an emotional attachment.
Revenge for my five blown accounts.
Yeah. So that now, this is the thing now. My five blown accounts, right? John Wick was emotional. Five bank accounts that are being blown now can be emotional, can be psychological, which is along the same lines, but it gets a bit deeper than that because by blowing those five bank accounts would send you into rage. It can destroy you, your state of mind, health, you could be physically unwell. For health reasons, you can be depressed. You can be homeless. Your whole world can turn upside down, like the pandemic and the recession. A whole lot of scenarios can open up to you. So when it comes down to it now, there's this American lady, Jessica Lange. She said it no better way, that making money is finite. Once you've got a skill set that can produce money consistently. While you sleep and you master that craft, you have no problems whatsoever. All you have to do is just scale up the process. It's just like physics, Newton's law of motion, force equals mass times acceleration. What's the force in the market? Volume, volatility. What's the mass? The amount of capital you've got to invest in a stock or an instrument. acceleration now will be your time frame. How fast can you make that profit to R3, R4, R5, R? So it comes back down to it now, defining your purpose. Like I said, John, you said blowing five bank accounts. What's the mindset? What's the psychological way forward? Because it's a why, right? There's one thing knowing the why. So now, how do you bring yourself to form a process to solve the why? That's the question now.
So how, as traders then, how do we, you know, because, okay, you mentioned, like, I like that you mentioned that, okay, unlike some of the, I would say, superheroes, right? John Wick is not an emotionless person, right? He's full of emotions, right? And as a trader, how can we have emotions? How can we have emotions, but then not let them control us, right? Controlling us to the point where we're stupid, essentially. How do we do that?
No, this is various ways. You know, you have to work on your psychological mindset. I don't know if you guys seen this show called Billions. It's finished now with, what's his name again? Damian Lewis, that's right. I watched it. I've completed it. Yeah, Damian Lewis. If you look at from season one to season eight, yeah, went up to season eight. The whole concept, yeah, it's about trading, brokering, emotional mindsets, everything you can think about trading. It tells you the legal implications, the inside deals. They even brought crypto into it. They even brought the pandemic into it, how traders survived whatsoever. But the whole show is built around billionaires, how they invest their money and how traders on the floor work for them, vice versa. But you'll notice in that show, there was a key figure in that show, a psychologist, Wendy Rhodes. She was a person keeping traders in check. Every trader needs to have a psychological coach or psychologist. And this is where a lot of people will hate me for this. But there's one thing, having an emotional mindset. And there's another thing, being a trader, having a psychological mindset. I strongly believe therapy causes problems for traders in the sense that you've got to have a balance. Some people can dunk the basketball with the left hand, and some people can dunk with the right hand. You're either left-handed or right-handed. And this is where I see therapy with trading. What you just said, John Wick was emotionless. When you're trading, you have to be emotional. You can't be emotional about trading, taking a loss or taking an L. But when you do, it goes wrong. It comes desperation. Desperation brings impulsive trading. It brings adverse effects to the plan, to the why. So you have to shut yourself off and be like John Wick. Focus on the goal. Be an assassin to the market. Everything else, you block it out. Because you have to remain calm under pressure, just like John Wick. Not every scenario is going to be great. But you always have to remember, I got the ability to make it and come out on the other side. I can take an L today, but it takes one trade to make it right. And that's down to our risk management. The 2R, the 3R, the 4R, as I've traded with you guys in the past, and as I keep on showing you. If you have one bad trade, you've already factored in the risk. That's like getting a gunshot. Okay, cool. I've taken a shot, but I'm not dead. I just need to heal up, and I'll be back again. But next time, I'll take out four people. You get shot again, I'll reset, hide, reload, I'll take out another four. By the time I know it, I've killed everybody on the stairs. Just like John Wick. Look at the process from when he got at the bottom of the staircase to the top. And in between that, he had what? Help somewhere halfway in between. And that's like trading. You get to a certain level by yourself, then the value and the mindset you've got will open up doors to other traders to help you. We met random in a unique situation. I was working for an institution. You went through an onboarding process. You came on board. I was told, I want you to do things this way. And I was like, no, I do things this way. And I'm very transparent. And when you came on board, I said, see, everyone who works with me, they don't fail. The only people who are not successful are the ones who don't listen to me. By default, you should be better than me, or you should be on the same level. but not in the middle where it's not working out. Because remember, I'm coming from 2003 to the present date. This is my 21st anniversary trading. November 4th, which is my actual birthday, will be my 21st year of trading. 21 years in the game. Wow. I made my first trade on my birthday, November 4th, 2003. That's some history right there. So there will be a celebration. I've got a landmark thing in mind for that to celebrate my 21st year in the game. And I've done it on a high level. So this is where we are, you know. So we have to manage the process of our risk because the market can't manage us. When we're emotional, just remember, we're not in control. That means we've done something wrong. We've not followed the process. When John Wick can't get up those stairs, he's fully disabled with bullets. He's not protected himself. Like we got the Joshua fight tonight, today, this afternoon. So I've got a big event. I've got a corporate event for that, but I'm still here. But what do they tell you when you first start boxing? Hey, keep a clean fight. Protect yourself by all means necessary. Let's have a good fight. Protect yourself. That's when you jab a punch, you got to block. Strength from a boxer comes from your feet. You got to be able to dance. You got to be able to move. But if you're too heavy on the chest like Anthony Joshua, you will notice Joshua is a very powerful boxer, but he's not really good with his feet. If you look at the last two fights he lost, the other fighters can dance around. They can move freely. And this is the difference. John Wick now, he's not your Vin Diesel. He's not your Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not your Sylvester Stallone. He's not Dwayne Johnson. But what he's got is versatility, flexibility. Hey, we all seen The Matrix, right? This is Keanu Reeves. He can adapt. And as a trader, you need to be able to adapt to different scenarios, but always keep that emotional mindset in check. And how do you develop that emotional mindset? This is things we get along the way in this journey.